With George Latimer's win in Westchester, there is an opening for his state Senate seat, an opening that several elected officials are eyeing. But one is doing more than eyeing. Assembly Democrat Shelley Mayer joins us in the studio now. Welcome. How are you?
I'm good, Susan. It's a pleasure to be back in Albany.
So you're doing more than considering, you say. You are actively I don't even know what the word is.
Pursuing.
Yes. Talk to me about what that means.
So what it means is this is a district made up of cities and towns and villages throughout basically the east side of Westchester. And I'm reaching out to the Democratic chairs and district leaders because they will ultimately decide who the nominee is in a special election. And reaching out and appearing before their committees and making my case that I'm the best candidate for this on the Democratic line, given the enthusiasm and the energy and the incredible dynamism that George Latimer brought to this race.
So you are ahead of the game in one respect, in that you are actively have a pack already, and that pack has backed successful candidates.
Right. Well, the thing that about I created a PAC with my husband before Trump was elected because we were very disappointed in the participation in off-year elections. And then after Donald Trump was elected, it was clear we had some talking to do with some of our neighbors and friends and supporters who had voted for Donald Trump. And yet we all shared a common view about more participation, more civic life in local elections. We formed a PAC called SWAC PAC. We organized successfully in two big election victories in Yonkers in the best primary and general election. We raised enough money to actually help George Latimer, which we did in Southwest Yonkers. So we were fully engaged. This PAC is about activism, not giving money away.
All right. And SWAC stands for Southern Westchester Action Committee.
Correct.
All right. So why? I mean, I guess my question is you are a well-respected assembly member from Yonkers 90th District. You're in the majority. It's a safe seat. Why would you want to go into the fray that is the state Senate?
Well,
and possibly the minority.
Well, currently the minority, I'm very optimistic they'll be the majority. Several things to note. First, I have a long history in the state Senate. I came in 1995 and was special counsel to Senate Minority Leader Marty Connor. I came back in 2007, was counsel to the minority for 2 years in the Senate, then counsel to the majority. I left and then ultimately was successful in my run for the Assembly. I have a big belief that the Senate plays a very important role and that a Democratic majority Senate will really do some very progressive and great things. I'm very close to Senator Stuart Cousins. We share Yonkers together. I'm a strong supporter of her leadership, and I'll be right in there with her fighting for a Democratic majority.
All right. You also share Westchester with another Democrat, Jeff Klein. And, of course, the question that any Democrat running in for a Senate seat has to be asked is, would you align with the IDC or the mainline Dems? Or well, some third Democratic Simcoe-Felder iteration.
I am for Senator Stuart Cousin and her leadership. I am going to vote for her. I am hopeful that within short order, all the Democrats can get together. I have worked closely as counsel with Senator Klein and Senator Carlucci and Senator Savino and all of them. I know them all. I am confident we can do better, but I am committed to Senator Stuart Cousin's leadership, and I look forward to working with her on a united Democratic Senate.
You know what? We asked Senator Latimer if one of the reasons why he was pursuing the county executive race was because of the Souris in the state Senate, and he said yes, it was. There's a craziness there, and the friction among the Democrats was one of the factors that led him to pursue a different job.
Understood. But I would say this, there is an incredible energy and enthusiasm in the electorate among the progressive community, among the union community, among the ethnic communities like in Yonkers, which is about 20% of this district. People want to hear have their voices heard. And I am someone with a long history, both in Democratic politics, in activism, and also in a sort of pragmatic politics of getting stuff done, where I think I can really harness that and take advantage of it and hopefully help move us towards a true Democratic majority.
What do you want people to know about you?
Well, I am I grew up in Yonkers. I lived in White Plains, which is part of the district, for 18 years. I've been involved in Democratic politics all my life. I don't know if people know, my father ran 4 times as a Democrat in Yonkers and rode an elephant down the Soma River Parkway in 1960. And,
of course he did.
And then he lost anyway. But, you know, I've been involved in being a very progressive Democrat in the fray, believing in work, and then believing in the real high esteem that politicians should be held in. Like, I believe it's an incredible honor
it's
to represent.
Service.
It is service. And I have taken that seriously for the people of Yonkers. I have done my best for them. And it is a challenge. I love Yonkers. I want to do my best. I think I can do more. I think I can have a bigger footprint and accomplish more.
So you did have these 2 big wins with your SWAC pack, with the Yonkers City Council president and the Yonkers mayor. How integral...
No, and the Yonkers... Excuse me, I just correct you. And a Yonkers City Council member.
Okay, sorry about that. Yonkers City Council member. So how integral were you in choosing these candidates?
Oh, I was right on the ground in choosing and in supporting them and in canvassing, going door-to-door myself, raising money, introducing them to others, and in legitimizing, particularly a first-time candidate.
Yeah, and one of them is an Arab American.
Correct.
Okay, and this is in a suburban swing district. So what's the secret sauce?
You know, the secret sauce is organizing and work. It's fine to say people came out to vote against Trump or sort of that's a common wisdom. I don't think that's the right story. The story is, you have to work at it. When you go door to door to people who have not voted in off year election, say this really matters, you will be impacted by who is selected. You begin to touch people who have not participated in that before. And that's what we did full scale with tremendous input from, as I say, the unions, the progressives, the indivisibles, all together, trying to actually talk to individual voters who are not engaged in the process.
Did you reach out to Trump voters?
Absolutely.
And what are they saying to you?
Well, the Teamsters are a big part of our group and the building trades. And the Teamsters, many of their members in the building trades voted for Trump. On local issues, we have so much in common. We want work. We want union work. We want prevailing wage. We want conditions that are good for all workers. We want to make sure people are respected at the bargaining table. We all have so much in common. And when we put aside sort of the hyper-partisanship and work together, we were very effective.
What do you think you could do for your constituents in the Senate that you can't do in the Assembly?
Well, one is, I come in with really an extensive 30-year relationship up here, a good relationship with the governor's office.
You certainly know the institution.
And an excellent relationship with the Assembly. And so I look forward to working with my colleagues on all sides of the aisle to get things done for the people of the district. Some of the issues that obviously they care about, certainly reproductive health issues for women. I'd love to see that bill get passed that we can't pass in the Senate. I think it's very important that we address issues of housing and economic development. Housing in the suburbs is a tremendous challenge of affordability.
Yeah, sure.
And work. You know, we need to be outspoken advocates for our brothers and sisters in labor and those who are not in organized labor who are working and struggling to make it.
Do you know if and when the governor is going to call a special election?
No, I don't know, and I look forward to him doing so.
Sooner rather than later.
I think it should be soon because these people in this district really should have a representation and a full-throated voice. A woman would be great. I think that's a plus I bring to the table. I'd love to have the honor and opportunity to serve.
So it sounds like you're in.
I'm going to talk with my children and... over Thanksgiving and my family one more time to make sure we're all in. It's a family decision when you run for these offices.
We've been speaking with Assemblymember Shelley Mayer from Yonkers, the 90th Assembly District. She's pretty clear about her interest in running for George Latimer's seat. Is that fair?
That's fair to say, yes.
Okay, thank you.
That's what you have to do, and that's what I've done.
Thank you.
Thank you, Susan.
Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by the New York State AFL-CIO. 2.5 million members speaking with one voice to ensure a better life for working men and women. Information at nysafl-cio.org.